At the moment, it does seem like the odds are stacked against the PM. But I will never rule out a last-minute surprise. I think it has less to do with the way he's governed, and it's more to do with sort of whose toes he's stepped on. The crisis, as it were, seems to have emerged when Imran Khan wanted to retain the current, the incumbent DGISI, the then incumbent, sorry, DGISI, who was said to be favorable towards the government, right? And that created a bit of a flap with the military brass. The opposition has been trying to de-seat the Prime Minister, well, ever since he became the Prime Minister. They are pointing towards what they call misgovernance. They're talking about crucial decisions that were not taken in time. They are, of course, talking about what they call economic mismanagement, in which you can include inflation. It is entirely likely that the Supreme Court will rule against that and say that no, that's you know, overly punitive, right? But the process does take time. But I think we're heading towards elections in Pakistan. And I think that might end up happening regardless of how the vote of confidence goes down.